Cuomo, at a union rally, announced he'll raise the minimum wage for state workers to $15 an hour by 2018 in New York City and by 2021 in the rest of the state.
We are going to lead by example, and today I announce that we're going to establish a public sector minimum wage, and we're going to start in our own house, and every employee of the state, we will adopt this law, and there'll be a $15 minimum wage for all state employees.
The act makes New York the first state in the nation to eventually pay its minimum wage public workers $15 an hour. It affects around 10,000 state employees, including custodial staff and office clerks.
What do we want?
15.
When do we want it?
Now.
Meanwhile, demonstrators targeted the Dunkin' Donuts on the first floor of the state capitol, even though Governor Cuomo already convened a special wage board to phase in a $15 an hour rate for fast food workers. But it won't be fully implemented in New York City until 2018 and upstate by the end of 2021. Mark Emanation with Citizen Action says that's too long.
They could just raise it for all New Yorkers by 2018 and do it over 3 years if they need to do that, help small businesses and not-for-profits get through it. But these great big huge corporations that are making millions and in some cases billions of dollars can afford to pay a living wage.
Treville Carruth, who works at Burger King and who spoke as part of a rally at the Capitol's ornate million-dollar staircase, says it's not soon enough for him. He says he tries to support himself and his wife on $8.85 an hour.
And she's epileptic and our expenses are not covered by just $8.85 check. So I'm here today fighting and supporting everyone in the cause.
It's nice to be back. Let's put it that way.
Down the hall from the protesters, Republicans who ruled the state Senate were convening a pre-session strategy meeting. GOP leader John Flanagan responded to Governor Cuomo's plan to submit legislation to raise the minimum wage for all workers in the state when the new session starts in January. The Republican leader did not rule out a phased-in $15 an hour minimum wage, but he says several steps have to be taken first.
What I'm saying is that I'm open to discussions working with the members of our conference talking about this issue in detail, properly vetting it. I'm not going to commit to anything one way or the other. That's something that we're going to discuss in great detail in our conference, and I have every expectation that we'll come to, whatever it may be, some kind of compromise.
Flanagan says he's not happy with Governor Cuomo's unilateral action to use a wage board to raise fast food workers' wages without any input from the legislature, calling it executive overreach. Cuomo has proposed adding some tax breaks for small businesses to better afford the wage increase when he does release his bill in 2016. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.